That's true. Oh my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my 2-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Oh, saucy.
We weren't expecting that, were you?
Lighting a fire. Making the magic.
Well, it's hard because I feel like we have to react to whatever just happened, and I feel like I always react the same way. Like, oh, saucy. Indeed. So, you know, trying to shake it up.
Maybe we do this
different.
Show kind of low-key. Maybe we
Yay,
just...
Yay, Loki! Hey, like the last
like
episode
the god
of...
Like, isn't Loki the guy who fights Thor?
Yeah, he's one of the underworld gods. Yeah, yeah. I think he... Did you see Attacking Dragons with your trainer?
No.
Did Gosh, you? That movie is amazing.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't think, honestly, like
Dragons.
I saw the trailer.
It was number one the first weekend it came out. It dropped to number three. Then the third weekend, it jumped back up to number one. That's how good it is. That's rare for a movie to do that.
So it opened at number one, then left.
Then a new movie came out, and everybody went to go see that.
Okay.
Then instead of that new movie keeping it number one, people told people, you know what's better than whatever that new movie is? How to Train Your Dragon, go see that.
And then they went to go see it.
And they went to see that instead of whatever just came out, and that's why it jumped back up to number one.
Really?
It's rare. Movies, usually when they hit number one, then they fall back, and then they go away. But rare does a movie jump back into first place.
The only movie that I'm excited to see is Iron Man 2. Have you seen this?
How? We should be watching it right now, but we're podcasting.
All right, well, that's been the show. on behalf of, send us emails to show@secondfunny.com.
Okay, bye. Seriously, the show's
408-228-4911.
We had friends that were going to see it tonight, but they didn't tell us until after we planned this, and I would choose to be with you anyway.
Oh,
it's true.
Maybe we should say we're doing a podcast, yeah. But you and I go do the thing right now.
How do we not know this isn't recorded? Oh, you mean just like us leave?
Yeah, we just go. We just do a best of show.
Yeah.
Which is just our last episode.
I was going to say, because that sounds like a lot of editing, yeah, which is actually more work than it takes for us to show.
I think all the listeners would agree that whatever we just did is pretty much peak of the mountain.
Yeah. We're always climbing higher.
And then right now they're going, oh my gosh, I don't think it could get more interesting.
How did they top last week?
And then talking about movies that potentially they could see.
Or have already seen.
Yeah.
Right.
This is great.
I'm already impressed with us.
Oh, man, we are good.
I have another proposal for the Second Funniest Podcast, speaking of future ideas.
You mean title?
Yeah, no, we're done.
We should really change the title every week.
No, that...
I mean every year.
We're not a garage band. We're going to call it Snap Trap, Trap Snap.
What was the one that Audio Playground or something?
Yeah, Radio Playground.
Radio Playground.
I still like that.
It's a good
name. I might reserve that URL.
Maybe you call it Audio Playground. I call it Second Funniest Podcast.
No, you should call it the JK Show. Okay. We're not calling it that.
Why? We did.
But we didn't.
You were right.
In the
you
end,
won that fight.
I won.
Yeah, you did win that fight.
Winner! So,
how did we not ever wallow in that victory for you?
I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think I've just felt bad that the Second Funniest Pod or the JK Show fans would be hurt. Tour. Yeah. No one ever threw me a cake party.
Yeah.
Where's my cake party?
Yeah. Congratulations on
Thank
winning
you.
That fight.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I
that
should
just,
win
just
more fights.
Like Gandhi.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King.
All black.
Bald, I think.
Oh, that's
sure.
No, Martin Luther King wasn't bald.
But he was close.
Did you think of them because I'm wearing my Boondocks t-shirt?
Yes, I did.
Right now?
I did. Not Gandhi. You know he's not really black, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Why do you
He's Ethiopian.
Got it. And I didn't know it.
He's on their money, by the way, when I went to India. He's
Oh, India.
Ethiopia is on the currency in India for some reason, which I cannot remember what it's called at all.
More important than any of that to me was, when did you go to Ethiopia? Because I thought he was on the Ethiopian money. And I was like, when were you
didn't
getting
make any
that?
Sense
and
at all.
Where?
We were supposed to drop through Germany, have like a 6-hour layover, drive from, or fly
in my
from.
Mind, they had a commercial flight and the back door opened. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, like paratroopers.
Get
this
sausages.
Is the only way Americans get into Germany is through parachutes.
D-Day. Too soon?
So, a little bit.
Yeah, we were supposed to fly from L.A. to Germany and then Germany to Delhi. Instead, we did L.A., New York to Delhi. But yeah, there weren't enough seats on the Germany flight. But how cool would that have been? spent 6 hours in Germany.
You know, when I went to go see Natalie in Spain, this was...
I was in Spain.
Wow. Yeah.
Name dropper.
I got hit on by hookers in Spain.
Have you told that story?
I don't think so. Not on the show.
You should probably tell it.
So anyway, on the way there, this is... Remember, I think we have talked about this, that when Natalie left, I went on a crazy, like, smoking and drinking binge.
Yes. Because you're still kind of on. Huh? Well, let's be honest.
What? I smoke pot.
You're
once.
Smoking right now.
They can't see that.
I think your wife's phone's ringing somewhere.
Yeah, oh, well, forget it. They can't hear it. How's that for your
Maybe they're trying to call
Joseph
into the
Barkley.
Ah.
Hope he's still not listening.
He listens pretty fanatically.
Oh, then this is a great idea.
Yeah. Right. Since when are you friends with him?
Huh?
I thought you hated him.
I don't understand why we're not. Are we friends on Facebook?
I think you are.
Oh.
You should be.
Yeah, that just made me look like an a-hole. Seriously.
Yeah, what's up?
I got a lot going on. First, let me finish this, and then I'll remember this.
Yeah, and I have to tell you what I want to do on our show, too. Oh, so okay. Already, we have three things going. Oh, wow. That's how we started this whole conversation.
This is how we started this whole show.
That's right.
2 years ago.
Yes.
A year and a half ago.
So much to talk about. Yeah. I know in that first episode, I was like, what do you mean it's over? We have so many things to talk about. You said, we'll talk about it later. We never did.
And remember, too, we talked about it in that episode, and now here we are talking about it again.
Oh, on our last episode.
Oh,
so sad.
That was the thing you wanted to talk about?
Hey, this has been fun.
Are you going to see Iron Man because I want to come?
I'm an Iron Man.
I can't remember what I was saying now. Oh, when I went to Germany, I was smoking, and I bought, this is stupid I am, I wanted to buy German cigarettes, right?
Why is that stupid?
Because you shouldn't smoke because it causes cancer.
Germany, I don't feel, is known for cigarettes.
No, it's not.
Maybe pipes.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like they're known for
cigarettes.
Well,
they're known
cigarettes.
For, like, pipe, like, tobacco.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because it's, like, Turkish. I remember, here's what I thought. Turkish something, which might have been my dad's marijuana, now that I think about it. Turkish gold.
I hate those moments when you look back, you're like, wait a minute. That's why I wasn't allowed in the garage.
So I only saw, you know what, it's funny is that I do have a memory of my, now we're adding four. I have a memory of my parents smoking pot at one of their parties, and it had to be bad. Like in Russia, like my dad had it in his footlocker wrapped in tin foil, and like he just pulled it out, and it looked like almost like this. It just didn't look good at all, and it didn't. I remember it not having a smell to it, and then when I grew older and knew like that it should have a smell and everything, that's when I was like, oh, maybe this isn't very good. You
know? Like, maybe I don't want this.
Maybe this is horrible. did you see that? Did anybody else hear that there?
No. What,
do you
what
hear the difference in me? Here's me the way I've been doing the show forever. It sounds like I'm in a can.
Yeah.
And then here's a little knob that Jacob turned.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So
sounds much better.
That's why I've been sounding differently in all the podcasts because Jacob turned a little knob that I don't usually touch.
I had noticed that you haven't been sounding great lately. So
well, there you go, Kat.
You do sound better. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let's do some EQ on Daddy. Hello. Yeah. Welcome to the big show. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, that's frustrating that I just found this out now.
You're welcome to my world. Hey, focus.
I'm right. I know. I'm still not good at this. But I love doing it. I do. I wish I was better, I guess. But no, not really. I like the level I'm at.
Gosh.
So anyway, the pot didn't have any smell, and that was that. And then they smoked it, and that was it. They never saw that again. So I went to get cigarettes in the thing, and I go, and the guy didn't speak very good English, but he spoke it better than most people in America, if you pick up what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm looking. He's like, can I help you? And I said, yeah. I go, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but I want a good German cigarette. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I see. Okay. He hands me Marlboro Reds. And he goes, everyone in Germany smokes them.
That's awesome.
I said, yeah, but I'm from America. You don't have any, like, he goes, oh, so you don't want the most popular cigarette. You want something made here? And I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, we don't have that.
That's great that he hooked you.
Yeah. He was like, but it wasn't even like he was trying to sell me. It was like, I got it. I figured out what you need. Yeah. And he grabbed Marlboro Reds, which is like that. Like he doesn't know, but that's the cigarette that my dad smoked my entire childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Probably like I traveled halfway across the country to try something different and probably had somebody join Skype. Probably had this the cigarette that I had contact with the majority of my, I could have at any time if I was 8 years old just wanted to pick it up, light it up, I could have done it.
You know
what I mean? Like
your parents have been like, aha, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, that happened to us in India because it's the only international experience I have. And they had McDonald's and everybody was so stoked to go there because they had weird things and it was not like McDonald's here at all because they don't eat red meat.
Yeah.
So they had this really weird peppery veggie thing, and I regretted eating it.
Now, it's so the menu is completely different. It's not even like they're trying to be McDonald's with the ingredients they have.
It's McDonald's if it was made in India is okay. Essentially it, and especially in Delhi. Where
so it's like the Big Mac with chicken or like tofu.
No,
or?
It'd be like tofu. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because any meat is kind of taboo. You can find chicken, you can find lamb, but it's more common to have veg.
So it's
food.
Not just beef that's taboo, or it's, is it just that meat is hard to come by?
It's just not a part of their diet like it is here. Like you could go days and just have vegetarian food there, and they wouldn't even consider it vegetarian food.
It's got to be a lot healthier.
I think it's how you were raised. You know, same thing with the Asian cultures where you can have rice at every meal. If I eat rice in a meal, I'm hungry. You go to Japan and they eat rice at every meal and they're fine. They're happy and full. That's not how my body rice does.
Here's what I was talking about this earlier today that I need to eat more vegetables, so I'm trying to get my kid to eat more vegetables, but I don't know genetically what his blood does. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If he's not going to have an issue with cholesterol, then I want him to go have at it. Have some ice cream, enjoy all that stuff. But, like, I need to eat less meat.
You know he's 20 months, right?
Excuse me?
He's 20 months old.
What's wrong with that?
Well, he shouldn't be eating a lot of sugar for different reasons, not dealing with cholesterol.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, see, his body is developing. He is one-fifth your size. He has a lot of growing to do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh. Has he been smoking the Marlboro Reds?
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice we're both doing the exact same body posture?
Oh, really? That's funny.
The question is, did you mirror me or am I mirroring you? I feel like I've been doing this for a while.
Probably.
Personality mirroring.
Subconsciously, we're drawn to each other. This is very romantic.
It is.
Right now.
Because the ladies are gone.
We're doing
there's no dog.
Yeah, we're doing the head leaning on the finger, you know, kind of thing. Like the coy looking across the dinner table.
And we haven't broken eye contact yet either, which is rare. Usually we don't look at each other.
Yeah, I look down. At the lights and the meter to see where I'm coming in on
I've
the recorder.
Stopped looking at Skype. This is just
you and me, Daddy.
Man, there's like three jokes we do on this podcast, and I don't think anybody thinks they're funny but us.
No, they do. They do. Otherwise, people would stop listening.
Yeah, start listening more.
What?
Well, I don't know who you are.
I'm saying this.
Where
stop
do you
listening.
Think you aren't? Who day is this?
Who day is this? So the time that the other story that we started was that
prostitution.
I was in Barcelona, Spain.
No, you were not.
I was.
You were in Barcelona.
You had me so bad. Because there's a lot of details about my life that you remember better than I do. And
I know.
So I was like, I'm
that's
pretty sure, but okay.
When you were correcting me the other day who was at the table during the replicator bit, I'm like, I think I would remember better than you,
but
I
here's
let
the
you
thing,
have it.
Like
Barcelona.
But here's the thing too, is that there are very few things that I'm like that for sure of. And I have a vivid you have to understand, there are two things when it comes to you and me that really are like vivid. I remember the whole circumstance that was going on around me.
And
the first one is that bit with you and me sitting at the table and Willie Moeller there. And he said, where did you get the burrito? And you said, from the replicator.
I don't know if you just told that story.
Wait. We were talking about it with Natalie. Wasn't
yeah,
on the
it
show,
wasn't
huh?
on the show. That's what
I ruined
saying.
It.
I didn't really
ruined.
Tell the story. Ruined. And I know the other one you're going to say, too. So
yeah I've
just
told that
the,
one.
You want to tell the punchline?
Episode 2.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hit me.
Damn.
Hilarious. Go listen to episode 2.
But this other one is that we were Star Trek characters and our boss, like.
And it ends with from the replicator. Yeah. Oh, amazing story.
I got to give the premise.
Oh, it's such a great story.
But it's going to be awesome.
Okay. I bet I know how it ends.
So the guy who's like the second in command of the entire entertainment department comes and sits down to have lunch with me and Kevin.
And Carly. And we're in makeup because we weren't allowed to change. Like the most we can do, you could take off your costume.
We had our mask and then we had to wear like a mechanic's outfit.
Yeah, and we had makeup around our mouth and our eyes. Remember that one guy in the cafeteria asked you, does it hurt your skin? You said, yeah, I've actually got cancer from it, but it pays really well. You don't remember that?
Oh, what a dickhead move.
And they were like, I would never do that. Totally.
Well, because we would have these people whose job was to defrost churros and stick them in a day toaster and sell them to kids. And they would say, I'm going to do what you do next year.
I'm going to transfer to your department.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I understand I was a teenager, and I know that it doesn't take a great deal of... You don't have to be classically trained in the Meisner technique to be able to take pictures with tourists dressed as a freaking orange
Oompa Loompa.
Are you diminishing
how I pay myself through college?
Listen.
I was very excited to say that.
Yeah.
Come back.
And summa cum laude, my friend.
Summa cum laude.
So anyway, what I did was I came up with things, any opportunity I could
to say, like, it was a bad, like, situation or whatever. I took it. But then, like, there was another time that I remember. He's like, where this guy saw me, and it was clearly his first day at the park. He saw me in the calf, and he was like,
Dave, I know what you're going to
tell.
Like,
he's just staring at me, and I go, are you okay, dude? And it was this little black kid, and he goes, and I say kid because he's like a teenager, you know, and even though I was probably
probably like 15 or 16, yeah. But when you're 19, that's the difference of freshman and yeah. senior. That's a big deal.
So he goes, dude, what do you do? I go, oh, I'm the demon in the demon.
Which is a riot at Paramount's Great American.
Which is and I thought this was entertaining because his name tag said he was in rides. Like, he was in
that
the rides department, and I was kind of hoping that he worked at the demon. And he was like, what? I go, yeah, and the demon. You know, you've been on the demon, right? That little tunnel that you go through. There's that thing. Oh, oh, oh. I go, that's me. And he goes, that's you? I go, well, me and a few other guys. I got days off. Like, wow, that's crazy, man. I had no idea. I never even see you. I go, well, they got a little thing. I get out. There we go. It's a tunnel.
I love that you hear my voice, but why would you be made up with just your eyes and your mouth?
That's the part. That was the best part, is it's pitch black.
I know.
It's pitch black.
It's not even that dark. It's just like it's a metal tube that you can see the outside. It's about half the length of the actual cart that goes through the thing. It goes under a ceramic rock. Anyway, so we were at the cafeteria. We're sitting down. The number two guy sits down at the table with us, and we do some
bit. Kevin, we know how the story ends. Why are we telling it?
Yeah, but some bit happens. What happens in the bit?
So he says, he goes, what was it?
I said something.
I can't remember that part.
Yeah. I said something dealing with Star Trek, or I was excited to.
Yeah, he made some kind of comment about Star Trek. Wow, and then he goes,
Klingon, and she eats gawk. Who knows? Something like that.
Yeah, and then the second in command goes, save it for the streets, boys.
Like, which means, like, keep it on the stage. We're backstage. Don't bother me with your job.
Which
right
this
now.
Is what made Willie Mueller an asshole. Look him up on Facebook and tell him I said so. He'll think it's funny. because his sense of humor was he was a dick. Like, that's what he was.
But he was actually a really nice guy.
Yeah,
right?
He was a cool guy, but that was his sense of humor. It's like, I'm an asshole. And
didn't
it's like,
marry into the Membrillas, Mark Membrillas' wife. That's not right.
Yeah, no. He married the stage manager at Nickelodeon.
Yes.
And then knocked her up, and then they moved to Vegas and worked at a show out there.
Got it.
Somebody else joined Skype.
Welcome to Skype.
So anyway, he sits down and he goes, save it for the streets. And like the very next question was,
Carly. Carly asked it and said, where'd you get that burrito?
We
gotta
find out if this is correct.
We'll ask Carly.
So anyway, we go, she said, cool, where did you get the burrito? And Kevin starts laughing and he goes, from the replicator. And I lost my shit. I just started laughing and I couldn't stop. And he didn't. And the best part that made Willie such a dick is that he didn't even break face. He didn't even like, that's kind of funny. He just was like, no, I'm not backing down. Like, I'm not doing it. That's why I'm an asshole.
And so, you know, replicator is on Star Trek. It's how you create food.
If you don't know that, you need to stop listening to the show.
Kat wouldn't know this. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
She needs to start listening. She
makes me watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. I make her watch Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Hold on.
It's not a bad show.
Hold on.
She gets annoyed when I make fun of it. But
we're changing this from second funniest podcast to second best relationship advice podcast.
She's not here. How's that going to work?
I'm going to help you. Why are you
watching? You're
going to
make it so that I'm better than her in the relationship.
Make it. You are.
Oh, I like this. I like where
right?
it's going.
This is how I live.
I love it.
You just live in this. This is what I'm quickly learning in my relationship. You just live like you're better than the other in your own little world.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
how
then
most
any
people
time
do.
That they do it where it's like it looks like they're better, you're like, wow, they really stepped up to the plate
nice,
on this
they
one.
Came back.
But the rest of the
you
time.
Know, your whole bit and your act about the whole point of dating is to find that button and then keep pressing it for the rest of your lives. I've found that coming handy a few times.
Isn't it
I'm
fun?
Like, I'm like, you know, I think this will annoy her. What if I say this?
It's
to
a
her
weird
right
dynamic
now?
That if that you figure out what tweaks that person and I don't, because here's the thing, I don't know if that's just because of me or and who I am, or if it's just like a regular thing, you know what I mean, like if it's everybody is this way. I do think that on some level, but I do derive joy from pissing her off.
Yeah,
it makes me
well
feel
that,
good.
I mean the thing is that Natalie, like Catherine, is in on the joke. When you annoy her, it's like you're intentionally ruffling my feathers. There's a difference between that and like actually making it so that her life is difficult. There's a big difference between that. There's like there's a happy annoy button and then there's a not cool annoy button, right?
Well, you're playing with the cool buttons. at what I call an apprentice level. See, I'm a journeyman.
No. That's not true. Because there have been times where I've even said things where I'm like, you tell Natalie this is not my first rodeo. And you said, no, I'm not going to tell her that because she's had a hard day.
Well,
and I was like, who the hell did you become?
Because what you're doing is, as my good friend Bill says, is that you're planting a shit seed in my lifeguard. So if you start bitching at my wife, that's not fun for me because that just sets her off in a moment. Like I'm saying that, yes, there are delicate moments.
Yeah.
You don't go around slinging rods of plutonium around her.
Well, because it'll hurt you more. You're holding all that plutonium.
Exactly.
What, are you immune to plutonium? That
not
makes no sense.
But I should be.
Well, if you keep taking more, maybe you'll build up an immunity to it. Eat your plutonium.
Oh, gosh. I'm so mad that I stopped to think about that. Like you counted down. That was so funny. God damn it. So what were we talking about?
Plutonium.
Okay. So you know what I'm saying? Like if you piss her off, then she's just angry at me.
Yeah.
She's just pissed at me.
Well, that's what you want. I'm doing it for you.
No. It's more fun to set it off. I want to be the button presser. You're pressing the button. Or here's the thing. Like you're the president picking up the phone and saying, launch the nuclear missiles. And I'm the guy who has to turn the key with the other dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why there's other guys in my house.
Why there's a nuclear launcher. And again, we're back to the nuclear plutonium problem.
Yeah.
If you got something to tell me.
I'm a terrorist.
I knew it.
Speaking of which.
That's not something new.
Natalie had a great phone call the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That there's this guy who called wanted to move into like one of the vacant units.
But this is not going to be something you want to podcast to the entire world.
It is, because it's funny.
Oh, gosh.
He goes, here's the thing. We don't have, not everybody, it's not like Germany is listening to this or whoever, wherever these people from. But these guys call in.
There's not
go,
a lot of, well, go ahead. You tell your
we
story.
We have England, we have America, and Canada. That's what we've got going on right now. And they're our allies. They're with us till the end.
Why? Why them?
Why them?
Because we're all kind of...
I think...
We're weird, think. Like, half-sisters and...
Canada, I think, looks at us like kind of like a big brother. Like, we're the scrappy younger brother. We're like, we're going to kick some ass. And they pretend like, okay, we're here, we're in your corner. But they kind of...
No. America's older than us.
They kind of... But I know, but I'm saying in like a... what's the word? Analogy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Allegory, I think,
allegory.
Is what you're going
all
for.
All right, love it. So, you know what I mean? Like, they're kind of like, okay, but behind, like, closed doors, like, if Britain and Canada are talking, like, you see what America did, douchebag. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
oh, totally.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Because Canada is still part of Great Britain.
But I think Britain is more like the baby. You know what I'm saying? Because they know we can whoop their ass.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I think more
California
to your analogy.
California is bigger than their whole country.
I know. I think more to your analogy is that they're the withered old retired grandmother that is stuck up in a home. And they once had a lot of power, but they birthed us. And so they're like, well, I don't approve of what they
but
do.
But they get in a scrap every now and then.
Yeah, but that's just because.
It's like a biker grandma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or grandma with a lot of clout. You know?
Okay.
And they're like, well, don't make us call Australia. Because we still own them.
Boom. Get those aboriginals in there to shake a rain stick in
well,
your ass.
Well, not them, just the whiteies that live there. Yeah.
They my bad.
Yeah.
Or get a dingo.
That is racist.
What?
You're sexist.
You can't say aboriginal?
No.
Is that like the N-word to Australia?
I don't think so, but okay. I wish it were.
Right?
Yo, what's up my aboriginals?
You could say aborigina, but you cannot say aboriginal.
Man, brother, you are my aboriginal. You know it.
That
you are my
offensive.
Aboriginal.
So,
this is probably very offensive. I'm going to have to look up just how offensive that was.
These people put out a poll.
These
people, by the way, we're not broadcasting.
Unless, yeah, we were.
Let's see. Let me check.
No, we're broadcasting. Only two people have stopped in and stopped and left.
Okay, I had to refresh. Nope, we're not broadcasting.
This is exciting for the people who are listening.
So, because I'm at the page right now, and it says last broadcast was 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We've two people have looked on and gone away.
That's me and you.
No, it's okay. Go on. Tell your story.
So anyway, this is how they do it on real radio shows, is that the guy yells at the producer, only this time I have to be the guy because you're running the thing over there that makes a broadcast. So that's entertaining, right? When you listen to the show, they yell at each other about the show. We just have to pretend to be angry at each other. I mean, how many times does it take for you get this right? We've done this, what, 3 times now?
I'm telling you, I'm looking at the screen. It says we're broadcasting.
Okay, you tell me. Why it is that I am at ustream.tv/channel.
I'm done. I'm not going to. If you're on set here tomorrow, I'm not coming.
You're not coming?
That's it. If you're here, I'm trying to be professional. You're on and on and on and on, walking around in the background.
You think
like
I can't?
It's all good.
You think I can't do the JK show without the K?
That's it. You know what? You're done.
I'm done.
You're done.
You're firing me?
I'm Christian Bale. That's what I was going for.
Oh, well, whoop-dee-doo.
That's it. I was missing that.
Well, good for you. Oh, that's the best. So anyway, these guys call Natalie and they say, they go, okay, they have to stick exits. And they go, okay, there are four of us. We need three apartments. Where are you located? They go, well, we're by the Empire Center. Is that by the airport?
Oh,
go, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, good. Natalie took their name. And I really hope it was a prank call, because that's a funny prank call. A funny prank call for like an apartment building that's near an airport to be like, okay, there are four of us. You're going to want to run a credit check on Yasser, Muhammad, Arafat.
What could possibly go wrong?
We could share whatever. We just need the rooms for a few weeks. Oh, I thought that was so hilarious. Just the idea of these.
Might have been a radio prank call.
I believe it. But, yeah. But Natalie didn't do anything. She was just like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. You want to come by and take a look at the place? But then after the racist came out. After she comes, she goes, I think they were terrorists that just went from us. I said, fill the building. That's what the owner wants.
That's
fill it up.
Fill it up.
Fill it up.
You're not reliable. Reliable? Mm-hmm. You're not liable.
Accountable. Viable?
Dependable? Important.
Malleable.
Friendly.
I think I'm still trying to guess the word and you're just insulting me.
Kind to others. Considerate. Sensitive. Am I warm?
I can't think of another able. Flexible.
Oh, that's good.
I'm back in it to win it.
Yeah. And it's time.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
So I have an idea for the future of our podcast.
Yes, that's our next story.
And then you're going to talk about how you hooked up some prostitutes in Spain. Barcelona.
Oh, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I know. So I think we should have a topic every week, and we both go away and research it, and then we come back with just random trivia from some topic. And so we can be like a more than a Wikipedia right here. We can be the second Wikipedia podcast.
I love it.
So like,
so we already changed the title.
Yeah, twice. So next week's topic, we go home, we do a little homework, and then we'll come back, and we will discuss what we've learned about, because I think one of the things I enjoy about our podcast is when we throw out random bits of trivia that both you and I are pretty good about storing strange facts in our head. What if we focus that attention, go out to the library? I know you're there a lot with your kid.
Mm, that's the wife stuff.
Yeah, we'll have her check out a book for you.
Thank you.
If it's a topic I already know a lot about, I won't have to do any homework, so I choose Star Trek or Stargate next week.
So, wait, we're not picking the same topic. You're picking a topic, and I'm picking a topic.
Oh, no, let's do the same topic. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get to see our different perspectives on these topics.
This could be really dumb and boring. We'll find out.
Yeah.
So, what topic do you want to do next week?
Ooh.
What's something our listeners would want to learn more about?
The first
about?
Thing that popped into my head was zoos, but that's because I have the zoo souvenir cup sitting here on the table.
Oh, like the history of zoos?
Sure.
Let's do it. All right. That the topic is, it doesn't have to be history of zoos, it's just zoos. Whatever information you can learn about zoos, we're going to dazzle you next week in the Second Funniest Podcast. Tune in to learn more about zoos.
So here's what I think would be hilarious, because we look at the stats for the show on a line graph kind of thing, like a stock market thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It would be hilarious if everybody in protest of this just didn't download the next episode. So it's like we see this climb, and the market crashes.
We won't do it the whole episode. Don't discourage people from downloading.
But it'd be kind of funny.
It would be funny. You think it's like, funny now. On the other side of that, you would be like, what have we done?
No, I suggested it. If I didn't suggest it, then I would.
You would say, you have too many eggs in this basket and you know it. Your emotions are too tied into this whole podcast thing.
Yeah.
I know you. You would cry. You would be like, why did I say
that? If I didn't say it. And then if I didn't say it.
Why did Kevin even warn me? What have I done? And then you'd call Chris Carson and talk about karma, and I would throw up in my mouth.
Joseph Mares loves it.
Oh, that guy.
But I'm saying, here's what I think would really happen. If I'm really going to entertain this hypothetical, hypothetical or aethetical?
Aboriginal, aborigina. I don't know.
Nigger.
This is a pretty good show, but it's like 45 minutes of them giggling to each other.
That's all this show's ever been.
Please put that in the next head. Well, that be in the beginning next, of the show.
In the next, like, theme song.
Yeah, that, whatever. Is that called the head?
I don't know.
Please put this sentence, the next head, in the next head.
All right. 29 minutes, episode 18, year 2.
Woo!
I think if it really did, if it happened and I didn't suggest it, I would first be like, we shouldn't have done what you said.
Yeah.
Clearly, like, how hard was it for them to get all on the same, like, here's the thing. Our community of listeners aren't connected.
Yeah, they would have to actively discontinue downloading it. Like, everybody right now would have to be like, this is the book.
And everybody would have to be listening to the show at the same time for it literally to go one episode. But here's the thing, though, too. It's like you get these emails.
Well, they're listening right now. We're broadcasting live. They're 0 out of 2 people are listening to us.
I don't even know. I learned in high school. I almost said high school. I learned in high school that you can't divide by 0.
Oh. Well, in Modesto, that's pretty normal.
Well, we were busy learning trades and learning things like planting
beans,
cycles and the moon harvest things.
How TV work.
And how to keep your teeth looking shiny.
Which, by the way, your teeth are mighty shiny.
Really?
Yeah.
I got impressed. The flu, so I think my stomach has cleared off.
You dropped 10 whole pounds.
10 whole pounds in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Daddy's feeling good.
Are you? Do you really feel good?
I feel good now. Here's the thing. This last week was kind of rough with this whole, like, apartment thing and everything. And then I've been honestly, like, the past few weeks, I think that it took me until this week to realize it, but I've been kind of depressed, if I could be realistic. Not realistic.
Well, you did a lot of work for something that you don't care a lot about.
I care about
doing a good job, but it's not a passion of yours.
No. Yeah. And I forgot.
And it's not something that you believe in. It's not like you begin to work with kids or something. You don't have necessarily a passion for working with kids, but it's something you believe in, tending to children. This is like, well, I'm for the good of your landlord.
Pretty much. Because I hit this point where I was kind of looking at what I had to do in order to be able to stay doing what I love to do, you know, kind of thing. And I was just like, well, if this is what I have to do, maybe I'm not as good as I think I am at this stuff. Like, and I was just like, and then I started thinking, man, maybe I'm not very funny. Like, maybe I should start thinking about another job so I could take care of my wife and my kid. Like, and here's the thing. If you really do, I'm already worried that somebody's going, no, that's good. You should probably follow that. But this is so stupid. The people who listen to this, this is how fucked up I am in the head. The people who listen to the show, they think I'm funny. You know what I mean?
I think you're funny.
I know you do. Yeah. I know, but there's people like you and my wife that I feel like have to think that.
No, I don't have to because I have made no public commitment to you. I can walk away now.
The commitment is a wedding. That's a lie.
That's it. I've not made a commitment before man and God to say that I will be with you.
People there. That's so
much. But you've signed a document before man and God that said you would be here this relationship.
Filed it with a city. I broadcasted a CD that's a big seller in UK.
So clearly you're stitched together. I have nothing. I don't have to be here.
You have this show.
This
is archived on the internet.
The reason why you don't have a ton of fans is because they're listening to the first funniest podcast, which stars the
really
Kevin
Miller. Really, what if it did? Oh, that'd be so funny.
You would be pretty bummed. We're like, this isn't as good. This setup is nice, but we have booths.
What if I went over to your place and you had a whole studio?
That's what you get for not coming over. You have a kid and you stop coming over to my house.
That's not true. I brought my kid to your house
for Easter. Yeah, a couple times once.
So here's what I'm saying is that I was like, okay, well, let's go back through your childhood. Because the only reason I started doing stand-up is because of that thing when I was in first grade and we did that assignment or whatever where they said, draw what you want to be when you want to grow up. And so
I wanted to be a scientist.
I changed it because I was embarrassed about drawing a guy standing in front of a microphone because it took me so little time. So I told it. The reason I told it, because I think I've told this story like probably 14 times.
Yeah, I love it. It's a good story.
So anyway, I started thinking, I'm like, okay, well, what have I been good at, like, growing up? Like, I was, like, very good manager. No, I'm not very good at managing. I'm like, well, maybe technical theater. No, I wasn't very good at that. Like, I was like, oh, gosh.
Boss.
And I was like, I was trying to figure out all the stuff. I was trying to think of, like, audio editing. And I was like, no, I was not happy doing that. I thought I could make myself do it and be okay and everything.
Much like your marriage.
And then I just started thinking, and then lo and behold, I got this email from a listener who actually listens to this show and the other podcast, and I hope he's listening to this episode because In a lot of ways, he kind of saved my life, I think, now that I'm saying this again out loud.
Who was that?
Canadian Chris. He's a guy who...
Canadian Chris!
Yeah.
Yes! Canadian Chris!
That's a warm-up exercise to learn people's names, but that's funny to us. And anybody else who's a comedy sports player. But anyway, he sent me this email where he kind of gave some feedback about how he's... All he said was he had a little, like a small criticism of the other show, the dad show. And but then he in there to go with that criticism, he's like, well, honestly, because he said that we shouldn't read emails at the beginning of the show because we had talked about how it just brings us back to the previous show. Mm. Like, because people in podcasts, they write emails about what they just heard.
Yeah.
So if we start the show, we'll talk about what they just heard. Then we're constantly referring back to the previous episode.
Like,
so
never move on.
We're like, well, we'll say, hey, next week we're going to talk about this. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anyway, he brought up the point. He's like, well, maybe do emails at the end of the show. Then you can kind of sum it up with that and everything. I was like, oh, okay, that's a good idea. But then he goes, you know what? Some of the funniest stuff I've heard on the show has come from emails at the beginning of the show, so what the hell do I know? And all it took, I know this is goofy to most people's heads, but all it took was him saying that it was funny.
Yeah.
And it hit me that it's like, the only thing I've wanted to do and the only thing I've really honestly been good at is being funny. The whole complaint that caused me to be depressed when I was like a teenager was girls would say, when I'd say, well, why do you like me? I just wanted them to love me for being me. And they would always say, well, you're funny and you're nice. So maybe I'm nice and I'm funny, I guess.
But well, sensitive.
I think, yeah, older, I don't really think I've gotten nice. But anyway.
I think you.
So it kind of hit me that it's like, and then I started realizing that if I was looking at myself and stopped looking at my, I guess, in my own interpretation, a lack of success, and actually looked at, I was able to get on television within the first 2 years of doing stand-up. I was able to jump from being a feature to, from hosting and everything and open mics to being a working feature on the road. And now, starting my third year or fourth year now, I'm headlining in some clubs around the country. And because I was always afraid of being a bragger, like I didn't want to sound like I was bragging. I think in my head that it always made me focus on the negative. And when I started looking at that, like I'm not necessarily going, well, damn, I'm the shit, you know, like it knocked me out of my funk is what I'm trying to say. And it made me realize that it's this stuff. It's like it's the podcast. It's the stand up that I love doing. And not this. And now I can't remember why I started this whole story.
You were talking about being depressed.
Yeah. And so it knocked me out of my funk. But there was something relating to right now, like in this moment right now, something that, I think it was being sick and coming off I said I feel great.
Yeah.
So after being sick and like hurling my guts out and all that stuff.
It was sort of a mental and spiritual and physical purge.
All at once. Literally. Like it was everything left. I saw it all leave. All of the bad feelings came in the form of crunchy peanut butter.
That needs to be a quote somewhere. Oh, he's gone.
That's funny. Because I was thinking in my head, I was like, when you said like a purge, I was like, oh, that's true. Like, and I just, in my head, I visualized all what I was hurling in the bathroom over there. Like, I visualized all the bad things in my life. And all I could see was me actually remember me.
So you threw up nothing but chunky peanut butter?
For the most part.
Does that mean you can't have it now?
No, I'm good.
You still want it?
Oh, yeah. Ugh. I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich. But it wasn't that caused it. It was like a stomach bug.
I know, but if that's what you threw up, like when I ate that hot dog and then threw up on the plane the whole next day, like I still can't get near hot dogs.
But all I had to do was do it once. Like it wasn't like multiple times I was hurling. It's like it was I got everything out and it took a while. But then I was good to go, and I just felt nauseous. As long as I didn't eat anything, I was okay, though. But if I started to eat or drink anything, then I would get nauseous. So I just had to kind of starve myself
exactly
for 12 hours, and then boom, I was good to go.
Yeah, that's a little stomach thing. Yeah.
So that's why I feel
but
like...
But hot dogs are worse.
I came at it, and it's... and I crunchy peanut butter? Oh, crunchy peanut butter hot dog.
I'm going to throw up on you. It is going to happen right now.
So it kind of like rejuvenated me and recharged my batteries, and it made me realize that I should be doing this for fun and not worrying about all the pressure. That's your mic. Go for it.
Aww.
Natalie's computer, boo. Kevin forgot his computer, so that's why.
Just rub it in my face.
Maybe that's why nobody's watching on Ustream.
I think so. Somebody was in and then they left.
Oh, you know what else could be why I forgot to do it on Twitter before we fired him up?
Oh,
I'm a bad person.
What happened? Well, we're almost done.
Are we?
No.
Come on. We got 20 minutes. What if we find some phone calls?
What if we find some phone calls?
The world is our oyster. So then, have I wrapped up everything? No.
I don't know.
That's a comic. That's not you. I was trying to find Kevin on my Facebook. So the prostitute that I saw in Barcelona.
Barcelona. Her name was Barcelona.
Where's the streaming thing? It just says get ready and call in on your Facebook. There's no link to the streaming. No wonder people aren't watching.
Oh, really? That's
weird. Is that linked to Second Funny's podcast to the stream?
Yeah, that should be it.
Oh. Well, we should probably make that a little bit more clear so that it's like, hey, click on this link.
You know what? If I had my computer, I could make it all better, but I don't. Okay, so
are you blaming Natalie's Mac on the?
No, I'm blaming my incompetence to bring my machine. You know, before the show, I beat myself up seven different ways, and you guys are all like, "It's not a big deal. It'll be fine." Oh, then we open up your computer, we get on the air, and you start saying, "Oh, you've messed everything up. Why didn't you do it better? Why don't you know what? You're inconsistent. That's what you are."
So
that's,
it's you stream.
Oh my god.
/channel.
It's a lot of words that you're using.
Well,
right now.
This is the only way I could do it. This is the only way that I could tell people that love me. It's Justin. Is it Justin Worsham podcast?
I don't know. I always just do it, and Ustream does it for us automatically. But I can't.
Yes,
I
Justin
can't figure
Worsham
it out.
Podcast.
You know, I'm going to Northern California next week. Can we pump my show?
Yeah, go
this,
for it.
This time next Friday, I'm going to be at Comedy Sports San Jose at 9 o'clock. If you're
give the date just in case people are getting
yeah, of course.
Up.
It's 7 days from today. So you can do that math. What's today? Is today the 7th?
Yes.
It's the 14th. May 14th. Yeah, that's right. May 14th, 9 p.m. Comedy Sports San Jose. You can go to ComedySportsSanJose.com. I believe they finally got that. Or go to, ComedySportsSanJose.com. Get tickets to the 9 o'clock show. You can see a whiz bang show starring a bunch of people, and I'll
what's
be
whiz
in it.
Bang?
Whiz bang means great, awesome. Whiz bang. It's an old expression.
Oh.
Speaking of which,
probably old for a reason.
Comedy Sports LA has started doing more like the IO setup of shows. So instead of the $15 to $20 ticket to see an hour and a half long comedy sports show, you can now drop $5, just like at IO on Saturday night, and see a 45 minute long specialized show. So they have like, what's it called? Mission Star Mission. They do a parody of science fiction.
Oh, okay.
Sure, sure. And do shows like that. So like what we used to do on Thursday nights for the second half, they do a series of those three, like 8, 9, and 10 for $5 each for 45 minutes.
You ever miss doing that?
Comedy Sports? I miss, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot lately and wanted to see off air maybe.
if turn this off? I just have to
push
let's
just hit pause. Yeah, no one's listening on the other one.
I'm sorry. I paused it and he didn't really want me to pause.
You know, some.
But they don't hear that. We could just keep going.
Some of the funniest bits happen when you press pause. Like that's pretty funny. And I don't think anybody was on Ustream to laugh at that. Nope. 0 out of 3. That was pretty funny. But yeah, there's a lot of us that live down here. We've talked about this before, but Jordan lives here, Costa. Craig's now down here, Kim mm-hmm. Sigler, you, me, and Darren. Lots of folks.
Did you say Craig Dixon?
Didn't I? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. So lots of people I love playing with, probably the people I enjoy playing with the most outside of maybe Jeremy and Ariel, some of those other cats, dogs, whatever. I don't know. But, you know, I would love to find a place to do improv down here with y'all. But the problem is that any show or any room we would get, would be filled with improvisers. The audience would be improvisers instead of audiences like we had up in San Jose. And it's sort of, I need to do a little research. I bet if I talk around and could find, there's maybe a theater nearby or somewhere where if everybody's interested, maybe we could do or jump into a set somewhere where the audience aren't actors and improvisers.
It's going to be hard down here because I did that same thing.
If everybody's willing to make a drive, though, I mean, and you know, maybe if you would get a relationship with some improv group or some stand-up room, we could get a relationship going. Come on,
not gonna happen.
Come on,
no
Drew
way.
Carey does improv after his sets.
I know, and he's the host of The Price Is Right.
He's done a lot more than that.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? And the Drew Carey Show.
Yeah, just to name a few. So
name a few. I think that's it.
If you would just get to that level,
okay,
then we can have a little improv show.
Well, Daddy's on it, and it would help him out a lot if people would go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, click on the link, just 50 cents in episode, $2 a month.
No, I think, I love that. I want you to get money, but I think what's more important is they need to tell 50 people each.
Okay.
And then get them to come to your show.
So they need to tell people to go to the website and give us $2.
No. They need to help people
so
go
confused.
Listen to the show.
What?
You want them to invest in your product.
I don't care if they hear this shit.
Here's the next question. We'll do it on the poll.
Wait,
should
we
start an improv? Yes. Should we start an improv troupe?
No.
And should it be called? You don't want to do more improv? You don't miss improv?
I don't.
Really?
I don't.
So I bared my heart and my soul and said all these things. I'd love to do more scene work with you. And you're like, You've moved on. You've crossed the line. You're over in stand-up
world.
No,
I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to say to this.
No, you tell me honestly. This is, listen, if this can be your personal therapy, that all of our listeners, that for some reason you have 300 people a week that want to listen to your personal garbage. I'm stating fact.
For some reason?
I'm just saying.
Maybe it's because it's compelling and interesting.
In the second funniest podcast, you talk about how you're depressed, how you have issues with your wife, how you
they
have problems
laugh
with your
at
job.
My misery.
That's a terrible podcast. Anywho,
what? It's, I how think it's many? Hold on. Hold yeah. on. We're going to deal with this right here, right
it's
now.
It's not a.
We've got 10 minutes.
Stop hitting pause.
Huh? Hold on. I lost my train. Damn it.
10,
I was
nine,
solid. I was locked
eight,
and loaded. Don't you
seven,
count down on me.
Six.
Here's my
five.
Thing.
Four.
How many podcasts
three,
do you listen to?
Two.
Or listen to?
One.
The only thing got out of me was I put a plural in there.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good.
How many podcasts do you listen to?
One. In addition to ours, so two.
So two.
Yeah.
You listen to ours?
Mm-hmm.
You subscribe?
Yeah, I'm a subscriber, and I listen to ours when we check the feed. You can tell I'm... I've listened to it. I've yes. gone back and listened to
I know
episodes.
You have.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the other one?
Our church's podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is...
So, the two podcasts I have work to do with...
Are...
yeah.
Are the ones that you are on.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay? So, I'm saying is, if you branched out, right, mm-hmm, and yeah. just picked up any other comedy podcast, okay?
They're not funny.
It's not that they're not
it's like
funny.
Like the ninth funniest podcast.
But they don't always... Like, here's the thing. Everything is going to be differently funny to different
I'm
people.
I'm not attacking
I know
your,
you're not attacking,
I'm
but
not attacking your...
It's interesting, I think.
I think you're fascinating. Let's
no,
get back
don't.
To my...
You just said, for some reason...
How many years have we been friends, and I am not politically, socially, or spiritually bound to you? I'm uh-huh. just like you.
I know.
I was the best man at your damn wedding.
I know.
Both of them. You might need to delete that. She upstairs? She doesn't listen to this. She won't hear that. So,
you know what's stupid about that? Is when you said both of them, I didn't know you were talking about a second marriage. I think talking about because it was you and my dad.
Oh, right.
Your dad didn't even count.
Your dad wasn't even a good, because you had two best men. But I was the best man. I was the second best, funniest
man. Kick-ass bachelor party you guys threw.
Oh, we owe you a bachelor party. See, now I'm an adult.
I never want one.
I know. What
now
to
I'm
do.
An adult.
I know how to throw a bachelor party.
Now you do?
Yeah. Yeah,
what's
yeah.
it going to be?
It's going to be us playing poker.
Oh, shit.
And talking into microphones.
I hope it's going to be.
This is your bachelor party.
I hope it's going to be silver medal funny.
Oh, nice. That's
Thank
funny.
You. Thank
That's
you.
Good.
That's
well. My point was this. That
That's what
before,
happens when I'm not depressed.
Before you took the slur, my observation of our podcast,
uh-huh.
I took it as a criticism, and then we went down some road.
Because it was interesting, I thought. I think there's. I did. I seriously did.
I owe you $5.
Why?
Because that was funny. Every time you make me laugh, you get $5. That's true for
wealthy.
Anybody.
Anybody?
Which is why when I see Bill Cosby, I give him like $60.
Do I owe you $5 then?
Yes, please.
Oh,
we're even.
I'm going
to
be broke.
But there was a reason why I... Oh, yeah, that I bared my soul to you and I said I want to do improv.
Yeah.
And you're saying no, that you're not interested in that at all.
Well, here's the thing. If you came to me
yeah.
and said, listen, I really miss like doing this. I want to do a show with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would be like, yeah, sure.
I really miss this and I want to do a show with you.
I think I pretty much said, yeah,
I
sure.
want to hear you say yes, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. But do you mean it?
Nah, no, I totally would.
Great. Jordan and I have a room booked tomorrow night, so see you there.
I could be there.
Okay, great. I wish I was telling the truth.
I know, because here's the other part of this.
Yeah. Mm.
I have volunteered, I think, if I'm not mistaken, to be a part of two improv groups since I've moved to L.A.,
yeah.
Because you came to me and said, hey, we're putting this, some people together, or so-and-so
yeah,
has
yeah.
some people together, and then nothing ever happened.
That's true.
Now,
because,
again...
Because I wasn't willing to lead it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a part of both of them,
yes.
and I wasn't willing to lead them. I might be willing to lead them now. Because I tried with our church to create an improv
yes.
group.
And I did screw up on that.
Yeah, you didn't come, but
yeah.
that's okay. The problem was is that I loved teaching improv to my fellow Ecclesians, but it was all about me giving free workshops and free classes. It was killing me to spend all day Sunday working and then trying to teach people who were very willing and
yeah.
very excited. But there was I didn't want to create an academy for
You're
improv at a church.
Though. You're still at work. You spend 40 hours
yeah,
a week there.
Yeah, and you have to be careful
as
with the boundaries.
As much as it's a great
and,
spiritual place
yeah,
for
yeah.
you, and I'm sure that it does fulfill that need,
yeah.
but it's still your job. It's like kind of like one of the things that I knew knew going into this job, but it's like my home is also my job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the part
that's kind of weird about this.
Well, that's
gig.
The truth about
like I'm sitting here eating dinner and somebody could come knock on my door like
which happened
did.
Twice.
Yeah. And then I have to get up and go,
but
what's up?
That's the thing about working for a church in general. If I go out, with the exception of you guys, since for some reason you will refuse to come to my church despite my constant invitations.
Whoa.
What are you doing Sunday?
If this is what you mean by constant, whenever you conveniently bring it up for the public to hear, I'm going to hit pause.
No. Stop hitting pause. but if I go to a party, if I go out, if I go see anybody, if we go to anything, I'm always on it. Especially,
yeah, it's also a big part of your social circle.
Most of my social circle down here in LA, and I'm the director of volunteers, so I could be at a party, I can have a drink in my hand, be talking about some show, and somebody will come and be like, hey, I'm not going to come tomorrow morning at 8 like I know I told you, but I got this thing tonight. I know, bro, I'm with you. I'm here right now. Yeah, but I'm going to be here late. I just don't think I'm... This has never happened, thank God. But it's pretty close to this.
I want you to be drunk as your Long Island iced tea experiment and go... Listen, you're going to need somebody else to do the parking cones. They're like, fuck you. you signed up, you son of a bitch. Fuck you. Do you want me to lose my faith? Because you could be responsible for that. What's going on with my child behind me?
For some reason, they brought him downstairs. He's staring right at me. He's got a mouthful of snot.
What happened?
I don't know. I think she punched him in the face.
Oh, he probably deserved it.
I'm so glad you guys got a nanny. She's pretty hot.
It's my wife.
No.
Oh, your girlfriend.
The one that's just following your wife around.
That's funny. Like an au pair. She
yeah, exactly.
Lives here.
She's an au pair. Do you know what that is?
Uh-huh.
She asked me that earlier today. Do you have something to say? Come on over here. Talk to all the podcasters.
I don't have a microphone. I was going
to
set
she
one
can
up.
Talk into mine. What are you guys doing up there? A little faster.
We were taking a bath. And
together?
Wait a minute. Yeah,
hold on.
Is that a yes?
On.
No.
We
were giving your
so hold on.
A bath.
You and Natalie are in the bath.
No.
Oh, then never mind. Thanks for coming on the show, though, Kat. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
15 years from now, Jacob's going to be highly interested in this story.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he will be, actually. You're talking about his mom here.
Yeah, you're right.
And you.
Yeah, you're right. No.
No.
Well, you're his babysitter, too.
That's true. That's
oh,
true.
That's going to be so... What if he does get a crush on you when he's older? Yeah. Oh, that's
but
definitely
older now.
I think he has one
doesn't.
Now.
He does have one now, but I'm saying not the same kind of crush. You know what I mean? But like you know what I mean? Like
I do.
I had a girl that lived next door. She was a teenager though, and I was about 8. That was about the only time I had a babysitter. I was about 8 or 9, and she was beautiful and fully developed.
And she had leathery skin and long brownish hair.
How dare you?
Tore up and splinters.
She was
Am
young.
I right? Natalie, were you there?
She was not there. She was young and she was a teenager and she had pure
hard
skin.
And put up wet.
How
Isn't
dare
that the expression?
You? What if she was though? Like what if like
She was, I know.
No, you don't. But I wish I had a picture of her. She wore, here's what she did wear that's kind of trashy. Mm. She wore those 80s style, like short jogger shorts. You know what I'm talking about? The one that if you're a dude, your junk could flap around outside of. She wore those. I remember that because it came right up to where it's just the crease of her buttocks. And I remember at 8 years old going, I don't know what that is, but it does something to me. Does something
is that what you were doing while bathing?
No.
Jacob?
Yes, I put on my short shorts and danced around the room.
Is that what you do when
I did shake my tail feathers. Your son does not like rap music. So every song that came on, Natalie and I were like, shake your tail feather. Where's your tail feather?
I put all those songs because I thought he likes rap songs on the iPod while he takes a bath. So I put all those things on there, and evidently he does not like it. So
he doesn't even like you talking about rap.
I know. He's like, he does this thing now where he shakes his head. If he's hearing a song, you're like, nope, next one. He plays like DJ.
You're his own personal iPod.
Yeah.
He just hits shuffle with his
and
head.
And you know what pisses me off? Is there something about it that makes me do it? Like, I, this is where I'm failing him as a father. My job is to pretend to hate him. That's what I'm supposed to do as a father.
I don't think you have to pretend.
No,
look at him.
I know.
What
seriously.
A baby.
Yeah. Mary cry, need a pacifier. Give me my car. I'm sorry, son. I love you so much. He looked at me when
You're
I was doing
You're a pansy.
That. I know.
You are a pansy. I'll make fun of you. Don't look at me in the eye.
Exactly. It makes it harder, huh?
Yeah, I think you're dumb. Oh, I don't think you're dumb. You're very smart. I
called
you.
I called him a dummy the other day, and Natalie got mad at me, and I'm like, this is the only time we have.
Yeah.
This is when we could do whatever.
You have stupid feet, and your feet are small and cute, and they're cute, and you're skewed. And I think you're cute.
He thinks it's funny.
You have stinky feet. I'm break your leg.
So, all right, we can wrap this up. So we have, thank you for shaking your tail feather for my son. I appreciate it very much. And thank you for being his future crush. What if that, yeah. I wonder if there's something psychological about that, though, too, that it's like, here's, you know how like everybody looks for, you know, like their mom or whatever,
right,
and
yeah,
their
yeah.
future
yeah,
loved
yeah, yeah.
one or whatever. So like, what if like personality wise, like he looks for his mom, but looks wise, he looks for Kat.
Yeah. I think because they could play sisters though, Natalie.
I know, but well, yeah. Maybe he looks too much like his mom.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe he thinks she is his mom.
Oh, no, you don't think so? No, definitely. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's because he like. I still know, like, he could pick her out of a lineup. He's got some kind of, like, animal smell.
Yeah, it's pretty cute, mom, and he can find her in the room.
Yeah.
One time he pointed at the TV. That was a little awkward.
Yeah. Sometimes he calls me mom. That makes me feel emasculated.
I think that's funny. When he's like, Mr. Mom, Mr. Mom, no, Jaws is trying to clean the floor.
I told you this, but it wasn't out of here, but I thought it was funny, is that he was crying and whining. He's had a rough day, and Natalie was at her wit's end, and she's like, oh, my God, will you shut up? Like, she just gets angry or whatever, and he's just throwing himself on the floor, throwing a fit in the kitchen. And so I come in to be comedic relief. Oh, he did go to Kat. So he goes, so he's sitting there, and I go, here's what you need to do. You need to learn some English so we can understand what you want. Until then, quit with the whining. And he kind of chuckles, and he just kind of looks at me, and he goes, mom.
Oh, poor baby.
Which was hilarious because he used English, but he didn't fix it because he wanted his mom. He loves his mom.
Aww.
So hey. Next week, we're going to talk about history of zoos.
And no, you have to tell us about the prostitute you picked up in Barcelona,
right.
And then we're out.
So Natalie,
we've been talking about this since the beginning of the episode.
Literally, sentence one. Yeah. So Natalie was in Barcelona on a 5-day port when she was on the cruise ship, and she. So I went to go see her, and she left on like a Monday or Tuesday morning or something like that, and that I had to leave the next morning. So at our job, our boss at the time, Greg Weber at Webtoon, his wife collected Coke products.
Yes, I remember.
So I was like, I'll go get her a Coke from Spain because I don't know if she has one, right? So I'm walking, and it's Tuesday night, and I'm walking down La Rambla, which is the main drag in Barcelona.
Yeah. That's how it's pronounced.
And so
it is Barcelona.
So I go walking down, and I keep hearing like these whistling and like kissing noises and stuff like that. And here's the thing: lying on the sides of the street are nothing but black chicks. It's not racist. I know. Trust me, I'm racist.
You sure they weren't Ethiopian?
I can't tell the difference.
They might have been Indian.
So they were all black chicks, and they were prostitutes that were trying to hit on me. So I moved to the middle. Like, they had like one of those islands you could walk on at this street. So I'm walking down the middle of the island, and then I walk by this chick, and she's like, she goes, "Hola, guten tag, hey." Like, she goes,
but how did she say it?
She goes like, "Hola, guten tag, hey."
Oh, wow.
Like that. Like, just quick. Boom, yeah, yeah, boom. Yeah. And then on the hay, she got me.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
I turned around, and then she's taller than I am.
Mm.
Like, she's a big, like, she could play for the WNBA. That's like, what I'm saying. Not because she's black, but because black people are good at basketball.
Thanks for making that distinction.
I just want to make
you
sure.
You are my aborigina.
So anyway, she says to me, she goes, "Hey, you want a blowjob?" And I go, "Oh no, I'm fine,
that,
I'm fine."
Does that mean yes?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I didn't know how to speak Spanish. Maybe this is why she kept persisting. I thought it was her work ethic,
right?
But she goes, I go, "Oh no, I'm fine. Thank you. Like I dismissed it. Like, oh, I've had mine for the
Thanks.
Week or
yeah.
something.
Oh, I gave it the office.
Yeah. And then she's like, "Come on, I take you around the corner, I give you a quick blowjob." I was like, No. And I pointed to my ring finger, and I'm not married at the time.
Yeah.
And I said, "No, I'm married," and I had no ring to point to, but I was so nervous. And she's like, "Oh, your wife's not here now. I go around the corner, we go in the alley, I blow you for real quick, 5 pesetas or whatever." And which is, I think, the equivalent like $5 or something like that or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought anyway. It was 50, but yeah.
Might have been. So $20 is what Natalie just said. Thank you, Natalie. Don't talk. I did ask her a question. That's why.
To be fair, yeah.
It's funny to me though.
Just pause it.
So anyway, so then she keeps going, and she's like, and I go, "No," I go, "Here's the thing." I go, "My wife, she's pregnant. She wants a Coke. I just gotta go get her a Coke." Now I'm saying all this because I know that I'm about to go to this convenience store that's right behind me.
Partial choice.
Buy a Coke and come right past this chick. And I go, "Listen," I said, "here's the thing. She's pregnant. She wants a Coke. I got to go get her a Coke." I said, "Listen, and I didn't mean this to sound cliche, but I go, it has nothing to do with you. It's just like, it's just not a good time for me. And as soon as
you
I said,
breaking up with her.
Yes. Yeah. I said, as soon as it has nothing to do with you, the chick turned around, all right, and just walked away. Right? And then, like, I remember also when she was offered, when she said the words blowjob, like, I instantly became uncomfortable, sweating. Yeah. I remember feeling it run down my rib cage.
Oh, my gosh. Like an instant switch.
Yeah.
Like you're suddenly.
And so then I said, and then when she turned around, I remember being like slightly like heartbroken, and now I was rejected.
Right,
I was like,
wait
a minute. You are a professional. You do not reject me. I reject you.
Come back here and let me tell you no some more.
Yes. So that's the time I got hit on by a prostitute. And I will say hit on. It's not.
I think.
Prospected.
Good. Did you tip her?
Oh, was I supposed
Just
to?
Checking.
No.
Okay, good. Well,
I did grab her ears, though. All right. Thank you very much.
Pesos.
On behalf of Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye. History of Zoo next week.
Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can send us an email at show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, or you can give us a call at 408-228-4911, or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. Please, once a month, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Also, check out our store at cafepress.com/justincomedy. All this information is available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. We'll be co-headlining at Wits End in Westminster. That's in Denver, near Denver, Colorado, July 14th through 18th. I'm going to be coming back to Rooster Teeth Feathers July 22nd through 25th. For all of my stand-up appearances, check out justincomedy.com. Hey, you love the Second Funniest Podcast. We love doing it. So go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the link to subscribe to the show for $2 a month. That's 50 cents a show. No big deal, right? You're also going to get bonus stuff. When I release my next CD, you get it for free. We're going to throw as many bones as we can to the people who help keep this show alive. Maybe we can start making money on this show. We can also maybe start doing it more often if that's what you want. That's what we want to do. So check out secondfunniestpodcast.com. Thanks. If you like this podcast, check out my other podcast called Dads Are More Fun. You could go to dadsaremorefun.com or just search for Dads Are More Fun in iTunes.